welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Guthrie County Public Health Director Jotham Arbour about the recent flu season and STD Awareness Month. This is part two of a two-part interview. When we talked at the beginning of the flu season last fall, we talked about how last year the situation was a little bit more severe than usual, or at least more widespread in Guthrie County. How has it been so far this year?
You know, this year we haven't seen as many flu cases as we did last year, and a lot of that has to do with the genotyping match of the vaccine with what's out there, and I think that it was a pretty good match this year. We still have seen flu cases, and we still have people that are getting the flu still. A lot of times we see it ramp down around this time as it becomes summer, but you can get the flu throughout the year. It's not just a seasonal thing, although there is a seasonal piece where we see higher amounts of flu. Right now, I would expect the flu season to start tapering off. In the last week or so, we've seen our numbers drop by about 10%, which is a good thing because that means here coming into the summertime, people will be getting better and back out there. But it's always good to start thinking about that flu shot in the fall, making sure we have that and making sure that we're taking care of ourselves when we're sick and staying at home so we don't spread that flu.
Do you think the trend of this year's flu season kind of went much like the winter weather season, that it ramped up later than usual?
I think so. I think that the weather has a lot to do with it too. Just like any virus, you're going to see when the weather gets colder or really hot, those viruses go dormant or they're killed off and not able to survive in our environment around us. So I think you're absolutely right. You know, we had it ramp up a lot later than it normally does. And, you know, it's going to end a little bit sooner because it's becoming, you know, warmer weather right now. So
then for STD Awareness Month, kind of another sort of health topic I've heard talk about, that, you know, there's maybe been an increase in STD cases in Iowa or just nationally. What would you say, you know, is the case for STDs in Iowa and how public health is trying to address that?
Yeah, we have seen a rise in our STD rates over the last few years. We think that a lot of that has to do with educational pieces that might be missing in some of our rural communities, especially towards the way that people can protect themselves against STDs. And so the health department here and the health departments throughout the state are really working hard to get that educational material to our schools and then also to put access to those resources like condoms and other things like that in the public's place that they can access them without, you know, feeling like, you know, oh my goodness, I'm coming here to get a condom or whatnot. So the health department provides those for free, and then we place those especially at some of our bigger events throughout the year in places that people can access those. That's kind of our biggest push, is education and providing the resources to protect our population. We do expect that as our population ages, that might start to decrease, but you'll probably see a rise of it in our cities. So your rural populations are becoming older and declining, and your city populations are growing, and a lot of your younger people are going from rural areas into those cities. So we have sort of noticed that in Guthrie County, although our rates are fairly high right now, and we're working very hard to provide the education that we can to our general population, our schools, to try and start, you know, combating that rise.
Can you say what that median of age is for the cases?
The rise in STDs?
Yeah.
Between the ages of 14 and 27 is where you see your highest rise in STDs. So as you can see, we're targeting high school, get them the education early on, and then your young adults that are going into the workforce, those are your other target population for STD prevention.
And of course, besides preventing it with contraceptives, when is it recommended or how often should people be getting tested for STDs?
If someone is sexually active, they should be following basic protocol of being checked pretty frequently, probably once a year at their normal, especially if they have multiple partners. We do recommend that they have the STD tests done. If they need access to those tests, we partner with New Opportunities from Carroll to provide those STD tests. And we do have some other local health departments that provide those that we can partner with in Polk County and Dallas County. But yeah, we would definitely recommend if you're sexually active with more than one partner to be getting tested as frequently as every year.
If someone were interested, should they contact Guthrie County Public Health or New Opportunities?
Either. They could contact us here at 641-747-3972. It's a very discreet conversation that we can have. We're very cautious of how we contain our information, so they wouldn't need to worry about that ever leaking from here. And they can also contact New Opportunities in Carroll if that's a more convenient location, and they follow the same protocols that we do. If they are outside of our county working, say they work in Polk County, they could also access those services through the Polk County Health Department if they felt so inclined.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Guthrie County Public Health Director Jotham Arbour about the recent flu season and STD Awareness Month. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.